Okay. The Gemara says in the middle of Daf Zayin and Aleph, Tani Rav Tachlib Bar Arava Kami Rav Bahu Shnayim Adukim Betalis. Zen Notol Matushet Magas, Zen Notol Kushigam Magas Rashar Cholkim Bishavah. Adukim means, opposed to Ochsim, which we'll see later, Tfisim Yid Harkasha means they actually have a decent amount of the talis bunched up in their hands. So you don't split it Bishavah. Whatever's in someone's hands is automatically theirs. Whatever's in your hands is automatically yours. Only what's in the middle, you split Bishavah. Machvilo Rebahu Ubishvua, and Rebahu made a sign to remind them that you split it Bishvua. Doesn't the Mishnah sound like you split it all? Don't they have to have something in their hands? No, they're only holding on to the fringes of the beged. But if they actually had something in their hands, then they would get that automatically. Amra Misharshia. Shmamina hay sudra kevin tofdosh gimel gimel kinu even also lo yehu. Shmamina, when it comes to kinyan sudar, you have to give your friend a kli to make a kinyan sudar. So, how did they often make a kinyan sudar in those days? They used their sudar. Sudar is a kerchief, right? A headscarf. So how do you give your friend your headscarf? So they wouldn't necessarily take it off. They would just give the other guy part of their baguette. And once the other guy has gimel al gimel in his actual fist, then you don't have to give them the whole garment. That still counts as v'nasa l'yehu, and it counts as the kinyan sudar. Dikavan de pasuk dami v'kani, because what's the principle of Rav Tachlifa bar Marava? The principle is that whatever's actually in your hand is separate, right? That's separate from shaymos and talos yachloku. Likewise, if I give you my tie and you grab gimel gimel actually in your fist, like this, then that's considered separate. Come on, the pasuk dummies, if it's cut off, therefore I've given you a beged gimel al gimel, therefore we've done a kinyan sudar, even though the rest of the tie is still under. Okay, that's the basic principle of our Gemara, that whatever's in your hand is separate. Now, we have a big machlokes rishonim here. Machvi Rabbi Yahu Bashar b'shvu'a. Rabbi Yahu. We have a girsa issue here, right? What is Rabbi Yahu's I don't exactly know how he signed this to them, but what is Rabbi Abahu's chiddush? So one girsa is v'hashar b'shvua, right? That's apparently the girsa that Tosus had in most of their manuscripts. That's why it's in the Divrei Maaseh. I only have to say nira that it's not the right girsa, right? So what is hashar b'shvua? It means the shvua is what's in the middle, but what's in your hand, you're putter from a shvua. But Tosus says, Nerd Logosin Vashar, the Af Mashab Yod Magalas Yishava. Now Tosus says, that's the wrong girsa. You have to swear on everything, not just on the Shar. You have to swear even on what's in your hand. After all, what's the purpose of Shavuos? So that people should go around grabbing things. You shouldn't go around grabbing things in your fist or in the airspace next to your fist. So either way, the reason for the Shavua applies. And so even though you have to swear on what's in your hand, we still have a valid proof that it's considered separate. Right? Even the shvua is not the important part. The important part is you actually get whatever's in your hand, which proves that it's separate. The shvua is just because this taina that generally applies, because, you know, Chazal just generally wants to discourage people from grabbing talises. Okay, very reasonable. Tosa says you have to swear on everything against the girsa of Ashar, but the girl already points out on the side that the Rambam had the girsa of v'hashar b'shvua. The Rambam had the girsa of v'hashar b'shvua, and he says nechlu b'tzidov Rambam lo kosev kein, right? Ela de Gilgal. The Rambam says no, it's only hashar b'shvua. Although in halacha lemaisa, the Rambam ends up very close to Tosos, because even though the Rambam says you only have to swear in the Shire and what's in the middle, on the Gilgal, he could make you swear what's in your hand and also. So halacha l'maisa might actually be very close. But at least theoretically, let's assume that Gilgal is only if the fellow asks you to swear for Gilgal. Right? So if the fellow wouldn't ask you to swear for Gilgal, that's controversial, but let's assume. If the fellow wouldn't request Gilgal, then, according to the Rambam, you'd only have to swear it's in the middle. According to Tosfos, you'd have to swear on everything. Or, in a rare case, let's say, it's all in my hand or your hand. We're mamish at the border.
then according to Tosi, you still have to swear. According to the Rambam, you wouldn't have to swear at all because there is no middle, so there's nothing to be megalgal on. So there would still be enough communion between Tosos and the Rambam. So this is the basic machlokes. Here you have Tosos, Nishba on everything, and he would have the girsa of Bishvua, and here you have the Rambam. Shabiyado, and this is the girsa that Tosos originally had. Vehashar Bishvua. Who did the Rishonim quote, if anyone noticed, who agrees with the Rambam? The Bahag. Some of the Rishonim quote for the Bahag agrees with the Rambam. And many, many Rishonim agree with Tosos. So here you could add the Bahag and Tosos. You would have the Ravid, the Rush, and other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Ritva. And other Rishonim agree with Tosos. The Gra ends with Aval Rosh Ochiach Kedivrei Tosos Ayin Shav. The Rosh brought a good proof to Tosos. Apparently, the Gra thinks we should pass it like Tosos against the Rambam. What's the Rosh's good proof for Tosos?
What would be the Chiddush
of Bishvua? What's the Chiddush of Bishvua? Meaning to swear on what's not in their hands. That's obvious. That's what we know from the Mishnah. Obviously, Rav Vahu was making a chiddush. The chiddush is you have to swear even what's in your hands. Okay, that seems to be a strong question against the Rambam. Some of the Achronim, though, turn it on its head and say, no. Well, how will the Rambam defend himself? Tak, if you only have to swear to the middle, what's the chiddush of Rav Vahu? So he say, if you have the girsa of Hashar Bishvua, maybe the goof of the chiddush of Rav Vahu is that you don't have to swear what's in your hands. In his sign language, he didn't just make a sign language for swearing. I don't know how do you make a sign language for swearing. I don't even know how you make a sign language. Sure. Put your hand on something and move your mouth. I don't know. He made a sign language on the shahr. I'm not sure exactly how. Again, it's context dependent. But l'chora, the Rosh would say, what's the chiddush? It must be that you swear even on what's in your hands. The Rambam would probably answer, no. The chiddush was that dafka, you don't have to swear on what's in your hands. In which case, it's really hard to prove either way. Okay, so it's hard to prove either way. The question is going to be, I think the most interesting question is to be, what is the yesod of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba? The Rambam and Tosfos. So the Rashba basically says the same thing. Tosfos, he says, look, and the Rosh, and everyone, so what's the yesod of the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, let's say? Tosfos says, look, shloye kalechad holech tov telishna chavira, they should make a general gzeira, always swear, why not? It's within the purview of the original takana. So here it gets a little tricky, meaning if you're looking at it as like, does it make sense to make a takana and make people swear in all cases just to be on the safe side? Well, yeah, but on the other hand, what the Rambam's saying, the Rambam's saying, no, but what's in his hand? That's his. Why should he have to swear in it? Right? What's in his hand is like what's in his pocket. Why should that's not shayin ochzim betalis. That's not. That's what's in his hand. So if you want to annoy me, you could say, no, they're stam arguing. When the Rabbana made the takana, did they say, well, only make the takana what's not in your hand, because that's really what it's a new case you're fighting over? Or did they say, well, make the takana the whole thing, just because we might as well discourage people from grabbing taluses? All right, if you want to, you can always say, whenever we have a takana drabbanan, it's a historical question, so they argue stam. What mood were the chacham in when they made this takana? Were they in a mood to make the takana a lot or only a little? But that's not terribly attractive, and we think that there might be something deeper behind it. So the question is, if there's something deeper behind it than just what moved the Chacham in the day they made this Takana, then what's the yisod of this Machlokas? Anyway, let's just get it started, right? We have in this corner the Rambam, this corner Tosos. The Rambam says, what do you mean? What's in my hand? That's mine. That's totally mine. That has nothing to do with the rest of the Talis. So why should I have to swear at it? On the other hand, the Tosos says, no, they made a Takana, you have to swear. So what's really at the bottom of this?
Tvisa is weakened by the other guy's time.
Oh, but everyone agrees. Let's just be clear on one thing, I think. Everyone agrees if we're fighting over three taluses. One of them is in my pocket, one of them we're grabbing, one of them's in your pocket. I think everyone agrees that, forget about Gilgal originally, I don't have to swear the talus that's in my pocket, right?
But this was the same talus. Even command, you can say command to pass it dummy as much as you want, but also they're arguing about that. Was it Omer Kula Chili?
So what you're saying is, okay, I think you're right, that even though I'm holding it, it's still different because we're both grabbing it. Not because of the taina, because even if it's in my pocket, you have a taina, and that doesn't hurt me at all.
No.
Think because the other guy's grabbing it. So let's see if we can magdur this. How are we magdur this?
There's a different approach.
Okay, great.
No,
we can always come back.
It could have to do with how you understand the original mission in the first place.
Clever.
According to Tosos, he doesn't...
Did Tosos and Rambam work out Lushi Tosam or not?
Well, it depends on what you think the Rambam is.
Okay. So, Tosos for sure was at Lushi Tosam, right?
Exactly.
So what's Eli saying? I didn't even give a clue to this, did I? Oh, I said there are two possibilities. Okay, good. So you thought of the other possibility. Right? So what's Eli saying? Eli is saying, and this is in the modern day acronym, like the Rosh Yeshiva's people say both ways. Eli's saying, no, this ties into the first shiur of the year, right? How so? Because what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying, what do you mean? I'm totally holding this. Why should I have to swear? Right? Okay, so fill it in.
So the Rambam originally said that the case of Shaibol, by the case of the Arba, which is just in the Simta, so over there if you hold that you don't really need Tvisa, so it's in that situation where you need a shvu on the entire thing, because nobody's really holding it. But over here, when you have Vade Muchsakas or Vade Tvisa, so on that thing we assume people go to shvu, and it's only in the thing which is still in question. That's when we saw the
shvuah. Okay. Okay, good. Let's just try to explain that, because I'm not sure that everyone followed. That one shot is that what are they arguing about? About Shnayim Oksin Vitalis. Remember when we opened up the year, we discussed what's the nature of this chaluka of Shnayim Oksin Vitalis. Is this chaluka because everyone's muhsuk on their half of the talis? Or is this, no one's mochzak, but mamon amot masafei kolkin, right? So, the Rambam, we want to say, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that the takana of the shvua was only for an object that no one is muhsakan, like Shnayim Oksin Metalis. Takana the Shvu is only when no one's muhsak, like Shnayim Oksin Metalis, which no one's muhsakan, right? It's in the airspace, right? But here, what do you mean? Whatever someone's holding is his, right? Is yours. Says, hold on a second, what's this whole takana? The whole takana was for something that no one's muhsak on. Something that's no one's muhsak on, that's when there's a takana, no one's muhsak on it. That's when there's a takana to split it, and if you want to split it, you need a shvua. Basically, when you're doing a yachloku misafik, right? A moment, a multiple safik chokin, then you need a shvua, because why should you get money that's not yours without a shvua? So the Rambam would say that, just say in different words, the shvua is only to get that you're not mochzakan. If you want to get half a talis that you're not mochzakan, then you need a shvua. But to keep what you are mochzakan, why should you need a shvua? Is that what you're saying, Eli? For the Rambam?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It depends on like whether you think muksakas and tefisa are like really the same thing. Meaning you could be machalik a little bit. You could say that when it's bade in my hand, like that type of muksakas, so that's when we forego the shvua. But I mean, you could still hold to a certain degree that like the simta is somewhat valuable.
Okay, so hold that thought. Now, what's the proof that for the Rambam? What's the proof that for the Rambam, the shvua is in a case where? The Shvua has, let's take it back for a second. What would Tosos say back? The Rambam said, someone quote me Tosos Beis Amalaf. The Rambam says, what do you mean?
The suf, the shvua, is to get money that's not in your pocket yet. You want to get this talis that no one's holding? Then you need a shvua. But if it's already your money, why do you need a shvua? What would Tosfos say back? What did Tosfos say in Daf Beis Amud Aleph? What? An and sadi that it's half each. Tosfos says even shnayim ochsim and talis is an and sadi that it's half mine and half yours. Right? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that takana of shvua is even if it's already half mine. Even what's already mine is a shvua. Vaharaya, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos would say that every shnayim oksin betalis is already vadai chetzi shelo, vadai chetzi shel chaveiro, and the chachamin still make you swear. For Tosfos, this is a defensive shvua. For Tosfos, the shvua is even, still make you swear, to keep what you have. Oh, since when do you have to swear to keep what you have? That's shaloi hence the takana. Shaloi kolachem after toa holach v'toche tofes talisu shachaviru. What's the raya of the lishitase? Lishitasam, according to this derech, Tosfos Beis Amud Aleph says ochzen shiny and right anin sadi. What's his lashon? Anin sadi. D'may d'tofes haydi dehu, or better yet, choshev kilu kol echad yesh lo ba bevadai. Right? Because the anin sadi meaning on the half, not just what's in your hand. D'choshev kilu kol echad yesh bo bevadai chetzi. Tosfos says, every shnayim osam metalos, you already vadai have half of it. Every shnayim osam metalos, you already won half of it. Every shnayim ochsim talis is in your pocket. Every shnayim ochsim talis your mochzikan is on the side that it's yours. And you have to swear anyway. That shows the takana to swear even on money you already have. So therefore, that for Tosfos, the takana is even you have to swear on money that you already have. So what's the difference if it's in your hand? Either way, it's an on inside that you have half and you still have to swear. For the Rambam, you want to say l'shitase. What does the Rambam l'shitase? Yoshvin bitzad. Now remember, we saw it was a machlokas. It's a machlokas in the Rambam, whether the Rambam held oaks and shiny, or whether the Rambam held badai ramai. But either way, right, the Rambam seems pretty clear. Either way, the Rambam says, even Yoshim Tzadei Reina Shalchitin is like Shnayim Oksin Metalis. Even two people sitting next to a pile of wheat is like Shnayim Oksin Metalis. Two people sitting next to a pile of wheat in the Simta. Two people sitting next to a pile of wheat in the Simta. So it's a little unclear how to judge this. But it doesn't sound like it's an Anin Sadi that it's half mine and half yours just because we're sitting next to a pile of wheat in the Simta. Right? So therefore, sounds like Shnayim Oksin Metalis, and this is what we said at the time, that even the Rambam holds up some shiny, he still thinks it's a halukah misafek. It's a halukah misafek. It's the same whether you're holding onto the talis, whether you're sitting next to a pile of wheat. We don't really know who it is. You're not really holding on to it yet. You're getting something that you don't yet have, right? Is a halukah misafek. You're getting mamon. That you don't yet have. Right? I don't know. I'm not necessarily mochzuk in the pile of wheat in the Simta. Who's mochzuk in the pile of wheat? I don't know. Maybe whoever sat down first is mochzuk in the pile of wheat. But we're not both mochzuk in the pile of wheat in the Simta. In the Simta. So therefore, you want to say, it's hosel shitase, Rambam shitase in the beginning of the Masechet. Rambam, we wanted to say, this is a chalukah misafek. Shnayim mochzuk talis means no one's mochzuk in the talis. And we split it.
So then the Rambam says, yeah, when do you have to swear? When you split something that no one's mochsekin, you're getting new money, you have to swear. But if you're already mochsekin, why should you have to swear? Well, Tosfos says, no, every Shnayim mochsekin metalos, you're already mochsekin your half. It's already an anin sadi that it's your half. And yet you have to swear. So for Tosfos, the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is that you even have to swear when you already have the money in your pocket. So here, you have the money in your pocket, you still have to swear. For the Rambam, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, you have to swear when you're getting money you don't have yet. But if I already have it, then maybe if he takes it, I have to swear. That's Ellie's. Is that more or less Ellie's analysis?
Yes.
More or less. Okay.
This is a machlokes about arguing about Shnayim and Talos, but it really also is a machlokes about, you know, Shua Drabanan, whether we apply it only to when there's like...
About this Shua Drabanan.
Right.
Right. Correct. I mean, once you know what Shnayim and Talos is, you can understand what this Shua Drabanan. I don't think you're arguing about Shua Drabanan in general, because they're not all a special takana. Here it's a special takana. So that's one, basically, for Tosfos, what's in your hand is the same as what's not in your hand. Either way, it's on inside of the half yours. So what difference does it make? For the Rambam, what's in your hand is very different than what's not in your hand, if our interpretation of the Rambam is correct. What's in your hand is mamish yours. What's not in your hand is mamish what the Masafik.
So just how do we fit what he was saying? How do we fit the kind of that this keeps people from grabbing someone else's house?
Uh-huh. Okay, good. You know, Tosfos always has like a common sense advantage that Tosfos say, look, isn't it still worth making a takana? So the Rambam, I think, and again, if you want to say, I admitted before, you can say stam, whether the Rabbanim were in the takana and move to expand the takana or not. I think the Rambam would say is that, yes, the reason the takana shlo yekol echad ve'echad holik tok talik shachavir. But the way they made their takana is, when you're splitting something that's besafek, you have to swear to get half. It's a nishva, you have to swear. It's a nishva v'notel. For Tosfos, right? And what's the nishva v'notel? What you already have, that even if the reason might apply, the nature of the takana is, remember we had this discussion, you could call this, for the Rambam, it's a nishma of a notel. Wouldn't it make sense to swear on everything just to avoid people grabbing taluses? Yes, but the way they made the darkon is you have to swear when you're taking new money. For Tosfos, it's clearly a nishma of a neftar. At the right side of the board, yeah. Meaning, no, you're swearing on something you already won a million times over that's already in your pocket a million times over.
Practically, though, for the Rambam, since it's a Gilgul Shvua, you're making the Shvua anyway. So the problem of the Takkadus Rabbanim, in effect, happens for the Rambam also.
Right. And the truth is that, look, meaning in all cases, there's going to be something in the middle. What are the odds there's going to be nothing in the middle? Right? So the mice, you'll always end up having to take a Shvua. Once you end up having to take a Shvua, who cares if it's more or less? So the mice, it's not a practical problem for the Rambam. You're right. It's not as if something impractical occurs for the Rambam. Really, maybe they're both equally practical. Right, like what's the difference if this were 90% or 100%? Either way, it's a good incentive, right, to admit the truth. The difference is just the formal nature of the takana. So I think Ellie's right. Again, I admit that I'm saying Ellie more or less. Maybe he wants to be a little more detailed than I do. But that they could be arguing about, going back to the beginning of the year, using the principle of Psichos second semester, to aim Psichos first semester, they're arguing about the nature of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis and whether what's in your hand is the same as Shnayim Ochsim Metalis or is fundamentally different from Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. And I have to think that for Tosfos, certainly, that's going to be the right way to analyze it, as opposed to maybe some of the other Rishonim. I think for Tosfos, this is going to be the right way to analyze it. Okay, good. Now, that's not exactly what Aaron was saying. I think what Aaron was saying is a different way of analyzing it. Maybe you could say, well, if they could be arguing about two things, about the Shvu of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis, or what's the other option? Right? Hopefully we've done something this year. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether you have to swear the Shvu of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis on what's in your hand. So either they're arguing about the nature of the Shvu of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis, or they're arguing about the nature of the din of Kaman Tepasik Tavi, right? Those are the two possibilities. Whenever you ask how din A applies the situation to din B, right? How does the Shvu of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis apply to the case of Kaman Tepasik Dummy? You're either arguing about Shnayim Ochsim Metalis and agreeing about Kaman Tepasik Dummy, or you're not. We all agree about Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. We're arguing about Kaman Tepasik Dummy. So what's the second possibility? The second possibility is that they're arguing, and again, possibilities are theoretical, but that's important to think. You think, like, I look at this, so you see, Machloka, Tosin, Rambam. What could I say? I could say, Taka, they have an interesting Machloka, how the Rabban made their Takana, move on. Or I could say, look, they could be arguing about two things. Now, do I have makoros to indicate they might be? Like, I don't want to just speak in theory. So if there are shaymos and metalis, hey, I remember that from the first Mishnah, and Ataka works out the shitasam. Great. If they're arguing about the pasuk dummy, then I'll say, well, do I have any precedent? Do other people ever argue about the pasuk dummy? I don't want to make things up from scratch. And then when I look, I might find that Taka, other Rishonim, do argue about the pasuk dummy. And it's not such a crazy idea. Maybe they're arguing about Kiman, the pasuk dummy. Okay, now, hold on, do a little more methodology. What's the obvious chakira when you see the words Kiman, the pasuk dummy? Is that the words in the Gemara? One second, where's my Gemara? Kiman the pasuk dummy. Okay, what's the obvious chakira when you read those words? Even if you didn't get too far into them.
Keh.
Keh, right? Right? Keh is always a chakira. Oh, that's an exaggeration. But keh always, again, it doesn't mean you always have to declare every chakira, but at least makes you think and be on the lookout for whether you actually have evidence of such a chakira in the actual shittos of the Rishonim. Right? What's the old keh chakira? Right? What does keman de keh mean? Similar to for our purposes, or means it's mamish equivalent to? Right? Kiman de pasuk dummy, does that mean it's mamish as if it was cut off? What's in my hand is as if it was chopped with scissors? And that's the principle of Rav Misharshia, I think is who's talking here. I'm Rav Misharshia. Rav Misharshia is saying it's as if it was snipped off with scissors. That's what he's saying. You know why it's kinyan chalipin? Because someone snipped it with scissors. Ki'ibu. You know, halachically it was snipped with scissors. Or no, it's not snipped with scissors. It doesn't mamish mean it's a separate kli. It just means that you have full bailus over that part of the kli. It's still part of the kli. It's not a separate kli. It's still part of the kli. It's just that it's a part of the kli that you have bailus over. So you could say two ways of reading kiman de pasuk dummy. That's the old kechakira. Do you say, you know, do you say kech? Means, how do you say this in English nicely? it is pasuk, or it is, ends up similar to.
You could say literally or figuratively.
Pasuk, right. So one way is that, no, it is a separate kli. It's a separate kli. I know no one cut it with scissors, but lemaise, halachically someone did cut it with scissors. Or no, it's all one kli. But I have full bailus on this part of the kli. Two ways of reading find the pasuk dummy. Now, if, let's first state theoretical, right? We have no idea if this is a valid chakira, if we shouldn't actually argue about this chakira or not. But let's first speak theoretically. If this was the yesod of the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosos, then who would hold which, obviously?
Rambam would hold literally.
Exactly. The Rambam would say, right? The Rambam would say that would take the literally, all right? It would take it literally, not kafa dimayon, but kafa hashra'a. It's mamish. The Rambam would say that it's a separate talus, or it's not a talus anymore, maybe it's very small, it's a separate beged. The Rambam would say that Masha Biyado is a separate beged. Hold on, if it's a separate beged, then why should there be a takana mashum on it? Well, the Rambam is saying there are three different begadim here. One is the beged in my hand, two is the beged in your hand, three is the beged in the middle. Everyone knows there are three begadim and one's in my pocket. I don't have to swear the one in my pocket, right? This is against what Aaron was saying, which is fine, even for the other side. He'd say, what do you mean? The Rambam would say, I don't care if you're holding the other side. What's in my hand is as if it's snipped with scissors. And therefore, of course I don't have to swear. This is not Shnayim Oksim. It's a separate beged, and there aren't Shnayim Oxenbo. There's only one person okay on this beged, which is me. It's not connected to the beged you're holding. I know it looks connected. But halachically, it's a separate beged, which only Echad Ochi B'talis. Everyone knows you don't even need a Mishnah. It's so obvious you don't need a Mishnah. Echad Ochi B'talis. Shalom Yisrael, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. There's no need for a Mishnah. And what would Tosos then say? Tosos would then say that no, it's all one talus. And Shnayim Ochsin Bo. So therefore the Takana applies. So
it's a very bad comma.
So the Takana doesn't apply. Maybe they're arguing about the principle of Kiman de Pasuk Gami. Does Kiman de Pasuk Gami means literally it's a separate baguette? Or no, it's just as good as a separate baguette because I'm going to win like as if it were a separate baguette. But it's really not a separate baguette. So Tosa says, there's one baguette, and that's what Aaron said. One baguette, it doesn't matter that I'm going to win by part. Lemaisa, it's one baguette that we're both okays on. That's the Takana. Well, the Rambam would say, no, there's three separate begudim here. And the Takana only applies to the middle baguette, not to the baguette in my hand and the baguette in your hand. Do we in fact find that there is a machlokes about how to take him on the pasuk dummy? So I think that we do. Right? I think this really, so far it's theoretical. Is there really such a machlokes? So I think this is really a, this chakira really is a machlokes rishonim about Kiman de Pasuk Dami in the following case. What's the case? Let's say, Taka, I want to do a Kinyan Sutra with you, right? So I go to Moshe and say, I want to do a Kinyan Sutra. Here, grab Gimel and Gimel my tie. That's not helping, you know, Gimel and Gimel. Don't be around in there. Grab Gimel and Gimel my tie. Don't worry about squishing my tie. It's squish much worse. So, let's say you hold Gimel and Gimel. Gimel and Gimel is not a lot, right? We mean Gimel it's Vos by Gimel it's Vos. We're talking about Beged, right? Don't confuse it with the Gimel Tfachim al Gimel Tfachim, which has to do with Thomas Massa and with all kinds of other materials. A regular baguette is a kli to be makabel, Thomas Kalim, Gimel, Gimel, it's both. It's very easy to grab that in your hand, right? Meaning it's not a weird case. Anyone, if they do a good, decent grabbing their hand, it's Gimel, Gimel, it's both. Keep in mind, your hand has four, it's both. So, what if I'm not allowed to cut it? Is it still a valid Kinyan Sutra? What would you say about the following case? I give you Gimel, clearly, let's say I have the tie. I shouldn't say clearly, but because this is also Machlokes Rishonim. Right, I have a tie. If I give you the tie, say, here, have a Kinyan Sutra, then Pasha, that's a Kinyan Sutra, right? What's the big deal, right? That has nothing to do with Kiman de Pasuk Dami, I gave you the tie. But what if, no, I keep the tie on me, right? I keep the tie on me, and I say, take Gimel and Gimel, but for some reason, I can't cut it. What would be an example of why I can't cut it in Tosfos Ben Peretz? It doesn't belong to me, and I have no right to cut it, right? What if it doesn't belong to me, I have no right to cut it? Now, okay, there's a separate machlokas, that's the Mordechai and Balabastra that was in the brackets. Some people say, well, if it doesn't belong to me, then I can't make a kinyan with it in the first place, because I'm not the Bailam to do a kinyan with it. Okay, let's forget about that. Let's assume that, like most of you shown here, that it's just a kinyan manas lahatnos, it's just a matana manas lahatnos when I do a kinyan sutra. That's fine. Most Rishonim assume if I borrow something from you, I'm perfectly allowed to do a kinyan sutra with it. Anyone who lends their friend something, it's an umdana that they let their friend do a kinyan sutra with it. Oh, when I do this, I have to give it to someone. And ain't a show of rashi lahashel. No, I'm just giving it to the guy to grab for 1 minute while I'm there, and he's giving it back to me. Everyone knows if I lend you something, you're allowed to let someone else use it while you're watching. That's not Ein HaShol Rashi. Ein HaShol Rashi HaShem is you can't abdicate responsibility and give it to someone else to take home. I'll say, what do you mean? I trusted you, I don't trust him. But for sure, if I borrow something, I can let someone use it while I'm watching. As long as I'm taking full responsibility for it, I can let anyone use it. So now I'm just letting him take it for a second. He's going to give it back. Let's assume that that's perfectly okay. Right? If I give him the tie. If I give him the tie, even though it's not my tie, right? It's not my tie. It's Leroy's tie. Do they wear ties in Australia? Okay, it's Leron's tie, right? So if I give it to you, fine. You're giving it right back. Leron doesn't mind. Why would you mind someone doing Kinyan Sutra with something you lent them? No big deal. Right, in the time of the Rishonim, they even used to do Kiddushim with things that didn't belong to them. No problem. But what if I just give you Gimel al Gimel? So hold on a second. Is that a valid Kinyan? I for sure do not have the right to cut it, right? Meaning, I can't cut this. If I can't cut this, is that ma'akev the Kinyan Sudar? So it says in Tosfos Ben Peretz. What does Tosfos Ben Peretz say? Yeah. He says, yes. He says, you can't do a Kinyan Sudar if you can't, if you have no right to cut it. That's the, do we have Toshmina Peretz in here? In our daf, the Lushan is a little unclear, although in some editions they added in clarifying Lushan, so that's why I gave daf in above, where the Lushan is very clear. There. Is it in this?
I thought it was in the second section, it's not in there.
What?
It's in the Gemara.
Oh.
It's in the back here of the Gemara.
Oh, yeah? Oh, look at that. Oh, fascinating. Okay. Yeah, that's something new every day. Says the Tosfos Peretz. It's a strange case. They have an Akimta to the Gemara. They're very interesting. The Akimta to the Gemara is a guy can do a Kenyan. Why not? Why can he do a Kenyan suitor? Oh, because he had no clothing. He had no suitor. So everything's a little strange. Like, I mean, the Gemara actually says this, but even as a Havvina, you know, like, mom, guys are working around naked. So the Tosfos Peretz says, no, no, no. It's not that he's working around naked. That's ridiculous. What it means is that he doesn't have his own clothing. He's wearing borrowed clothing. Okay, not. I mean, still crazy, according to the Gemara says, but not so crazy. Not laughable. And therefore, he can't do a Kenyan Sudar. Why not? Because command the Pasuk dummy. And, no, the owner doesn't let him cut it. The owner doesn't let him cut it. And therefore, from here we see that you can't do a Kenyan Sudar with someone else's thing because they don't let you cut it. Now, the Lushan is not 100% clear, but it sounds from Tosfos Peretz like the problem is that it's not command the Pasuk dummy. Right, you have no permission to cut it. However, says back the Ritva here, whose Lashon I admit is also unclear, the Ritva does admit in the very end of his Dibur here that you can't take someone's suitor without permission to do a Kenyan suitor. That seems pretty clear. Like, without any permission, of course I can't like give you someone else's thing, even temporarily, even just for a Kenyan. But a borrowed thing, he says it's fine to do a Kenyan suitor. And that's what most Rishonim assume. All the Rishonim here sound like the Ramban, the right, Rashb, etc. It's fine to do a Kenyan Sudar with borrowed clothing. The only person who uses the Ritva is the Meiri quoting Talmidei Gedolei Mefarshim. Talmidei Raivin, I don't know who he means. The Meiri says Talmidei Gedolei Mefarshim also said, a slight difference out, they said, if you're only wearing bare clothing and you can't cut it, then it would open up and you'd be naked, then you can't do a Kenyan Sudar. What is the Meiri quoting the Talmidei Gedolei Mefarshim and the Tosfos Peretz have in common? It only counts if you're mamish willing to cut it. However, the Ritva thinks very differently. He says, don't think the guy can really cut it. No, it's a metalis nahaster, he has to give it back. And therefore he says, and therefore he says, he just adds at the end, Konim Vitalis Sha'ula. Okay. I can't be Konim Vitalis Havero like without Rishus, because how can I give it to you even temporarily without Rishus? Konim Vitalis Sha'ula. So there seems to be a machlokis here about Konim Vitalis Sha'ula, whether I can do a Kenyan Sudar of Kaman the Pasik dummy. Can I give you Gimel al Gimel when I'm not willing to cut it or not? If I'm not willing to cut it, if it's not cuttable, Can I still do a Kenyan Sudar? I think narrowly the yisod of this machlokes is. I think the yisod of this machlokes is how do you take kiman de pasuk dummy? I think that the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Talmidei Gedolei Hamefarshim say that it only works if you can cut it. It only works if it's mamish cuttable. Again, you don't have to cut it, but you have to virtually cut it. You have to commit yourself to cutting it. You have to separate it into two kalim. I think that matches the tzad of the, Rambam and the tzad of the Chakira, that it's a separate kli. You don't have to cut it, but you have to virtually cut it, right? Because kiman de pasik dummy means it is virtually cut into two kalim. Okay, I can say it's virtual. If I want to give my tie and say, yeah, now it's the ilu, it's two kalim. That's fine, because I could cut it if I wanted to. Since I could cut if I want to, I could view it as cut. But if it's not my tie, I don't have the right to cut it. Or if I say, here, take my shirt right over here, and I'm unwilling to cut it, because then I would be naked and it would be embarrassing, then it's not a valid kinyan sudar. However, says the... the Ritva, and this is the mashmos of, even though he's the only one who explicitly deals with talashol in our sugya, but this is definitely what it sounds like from the Ramban, the Rashba, and and others. They say no. Even if you can't cut it, it's still a valid kinyan. Why? Because kimanda pasuk dummy doesn't mean cutting. Kimanda pasuk dummy has nothing to do with it. It's not as if it's virtually cut. Kimanda pasuk dummy just means you have bilus over part of the kli. Just means shutfus in the kli. Just means you have this part of the kli. Therefore, if kimanda pasuk dummy means, of course it's all one kli. Of course, so on kli. It just means you have bilus on part of the kli. It's just a shutfus in the kli. That's all it means. Kimanda pasuk dummy means shutfus. You have this part, I have that part. Who knows who has the other part? Right? It's just a shutfus in the kli. So if you think kimanda pasuk dummy is not literal, it has nothing to do with cutting. It just means that you have bilus on part of the kli, then even if I can't cut it, I can still give you bilus on part of the kli. If I can give you the whole kli, why can't I give you half the kli? However, if kimanda pasuk dummy is virtually, it's his two kalim. Then you could say, when is it virtually two kalim? If it's possible for it to be two kalim, but if it's impossible to cut it, or according to the Meiri's Yesh Talmidei Gedolim Farshim, even if you're unwilling to cut it, then it's not two kalim. So, what I... actually, let me add some names here, make it easier. What I think is... all right, let me just pause this for a second. Right? Maybe we're not 100% clear. Command the pasuk dummy, again, two ways of looking at command the pasuk dummy. We'll go backwards. One way is, it's virtually as if it's cut in half. The other way is, no, it has nothing to do with cutting in half. It just means you have bilus over this part of the kli. So I think this has to do with machlok, so it's in parents and ritva. If it's virtually as if it's cut in half, then you can only say it's virtually as if it's cut in half if you have the ability, if you could theoretically cut it in half. You have to have the ability to cut it in half. I can say my own tie is virtually as if I cut it with scissors. I can't say your tie is if I cut it with scissors. I have no right to do that. So you need to have the ability to cut it in half to use this command deposit dummy. However, the Ritva would say, no, you misunderstood. Command deposit dummy has nothing to do with scissors. Not real scissors, not virtual scissors. Command deposit dummy is just an expression that is similar to command deposit dummy. It's just an expression for the fact that you have more bilus in this than I do. You have a certain amount of bilus in this kli. Therefore, I don't care if you could really cut it or not. It just means you're giving someone partial bilus in the kli. Therefore, when I give you, let's put it on the kli again. According to Tosfina Periatz, when I give you gimel gimel, I am virtually cutting it in half. Command the puzzle dummy mamish. Therefore, that only works if I have the right to cut it in half. According to the Ritva, no, when I give you gimel gimel my tie, I'm not cutting anything. I'm just giving you a bilus on part of my tie. It's still one kli. I'm just giving you bilus on part of it. So what does that have to do with whether you can cut it or not? That has nothing to do with cutting. It just means you're getting some bilus, I'm getting other bilus. And I want to say it's efshar that that could be the yesod of the machlokes, Tosos, and Rambam here. That. Now, not Tosos and the Rambam, because Tosos wouldn't match. But maybe the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva versus the Rambam. Could be Tosos is arguing the Rambam, derech one. But the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva might be arguing the Rambam in the second derech. They might be saying, look, Mr. Rambam, sorry, Rabbi Rambam, you think about the pasuk dummy means it's as if it's cut with scissors. Then of course you shouldn't have to swear. What do you mean? It's cut with scissors. It's a different kli. But I think about the pasuk dummy is not literal. It's just similar. It's not cut with scissors. It's all one kli. Just you have bilus on this side, I have bilus on that side. If it's all one kli, then Shnaimos and Talis, the takana should apply.
This whole concept of you say command the pasuk dummy means it's virtually cut, but you have to be able to cut it. The only reason if it's, let's say, shovel, you can't cut it is because the owner would not like you to cut it. But if it's a virtual cutting, he really doesn't not bothered if you're virtually cutting.
Okay, I
don't see that continuing.
I hear what Morty's saying. What Morty's saying is that he agrees to half of this nafkin, but not the other half. He agrees that you're only going to end up with a toast made of parrots if you view it as virtual cutting. But just because you're the toast made, you're only going to end up with Tosafim and Peretz if you take that side of the Chakira. But just you take that side of the Chakira doesn't mean you have to end up with Tosafim and Peretz. That's what Morty's claiming. That just because you think it's virtual cutting doesn't mean that you have to have the ability to really cut it. He doesn't think that, lopped up, there might or might not be a rule that you can only see something happening virtually if you could have done it really. So I admit, you're right, this is more of a, what I will nickname a one-way nafkamina. Meaning, I think clearly, if command pasuk has nothing to do with cutting, then Tosafim and Peretz is wrong. If command pasuk dummy means it's as if it's virtually cut, then Marbein and Peretz is not, Tosafim and Peretz is not mochrach, but we see where he's coming from. So I'm molded and more.
You could say that the machlok is that they both agree command pasuk dummy is virtual, or literal, but chakirin shoyal, what's the nature of shoyal? Like, whether they're considered the bialim to an extent, or...
I hear that, although clearly they don't have the right to cut it. That's clear. Meaning that's buried, they don't have the right to cut it.
But maybe they have enough of the...
Right, okay. Case. It's not crazy, but we're not going to go into that now.
I have to understand, maybe what's going on in the mind of the mashiel. Does the mashiel say, I don't really care what kind of halakhic gymnastics you do with this sudar, as long as I get back what I gave you, and that's fine with me. Or say, no, maybe I'm choshesh that somebody involved there is a lambda. He says, command the pasuk dummy, and he'll go with the scissors and he'll cut it off because it's mamish command the pasuk dummy.
Okay, I think that's it. You're right. You could analyze this different ways.
With Tosafim and Peretz, the maskim is that there are certain situations where you could use a sudra sheula for consider.
I think it'd be maskim if you give him the whole thing.
Right.
I think it'd be maskim.
Well, asking you more that you don't do it in stages. You don't start by taking up half, because if you start by taking up half or part of it, inshallah shall show up, then it's already come out of puzzle. If you take it all at once, then it's never come out of puzzle, or if it's just a...
But I happen to think if you give him the whole thing, Rabbeinu Peretz would admit. That's why I'm reading Rabbeinu Peretz, because he focuses on command the pasuk dummy. So, I think that's the way the Akronim say Rabbeinu Peretz, that if I give you the whole sudra shawl, it would work. But keep in mind, the regular way they did Kenyan sudra in the old days was something they were wearing, so you wouldn't take it off and give them the whole one normally, because then you'd be taking off your clothing. So it's not like nowadays, so we give a pen. So give the whole pen, right? Or you give a handkerchief. Give the whole handkerchief. Remember, sudra doesn't mean handkerchief. Sudra means kerchief, right? So it's pasnished, right? For a guy who, take off a chashiv guy to take off his kerchief in the shuk. So I think that's why, but if you're willing to take it off, then I think you're not going to have it.
What does Rabbeinu Peretz do with the kasha, which says a matan l'asvatzor?
So he would say, Anachanami it's a matan l'asvatzor. What I think the Ritva would say is, Anachanami it's a matan l'asvatzor, and he has to give it back. But if you only give him part of it, it only works because we view it as if it was cut off. If you want to give him the whole thing, I think Tosafim and Peretz would admit. If you want to give him the whole thing, in economy, give him the whole thing, that's fine. I'm telling him it's not actually. Give you the whole tie, you can do a Kenyan. But if you want to do the normal way they did in Tiber Chazal, which is I'm wearing it, and keep in mind, not a tie, you can always take off your tie. It's not my tie, it's my shirt. Here, grab Gimel and Gimel my shirt. Right? Obviously, I'm not going to take off my shirt. Grab Gimel and Gimel my shirt. Then, that only works because we view it as if it's snipped off with scissors. And since you don't have the right to snip it off with scissors, we can't view it that way.
Are we going to pin the Torah versus like the Hagos Magni on these two understandings of the Rambam? Meaning each will have a way out. Meaning if you hold like the Torah that the five sintas, Kilu, Ochs, and Mamish, so then you might be more noted to read it like the second
day. Correct. And Echonami. I agree. Yes. Absolutely. Okay, that's the first part of the Gemara. So I think we have a pretty clear idea of the two different ways of analyzing the Machlokes Tosafot and the Rambam, and some hasag of the Chakira of Kamad the Pasuk Dami, although I admit to Morty that I'm adding an assumption to Tosafot and Peretz that sort of called the Omeid Lizro Kazarik Dami. You can only view something as virtually happening if you are prepared to have it really happen. Right, that's for Rav Shimon says, right? Whatever's going to really happen, virtually already happened. So I would add this only works because, and there's a principle that it's only virtually cut if it's ready, omit, to be actually cut. Kol ha'omed lifsok, k'man d'pasuk d'amin. If I give it to you in your hands, it's omed lifsok. Now, that doesn't mean I'm really gonna cut it. It just means I could cut it if I so desired. Okay, the next part of the Gemara then, so the and a, you know, a little methodological chazara, whenever you see machlok is one of the two ways of trying to analyze what they're arguing about, and whenever you see a kaf, what you have to start asking yourself. The next part of the Gemara throws in a monkey wrench. The Gemara asks, Umay shna midrav chista. You said if I give you part of my tie, that's a valid kenyan. Isn't it against Rav Chista? Rav Chista says if I give you part, it's not a kenyan as long as I'm holding it. Because what did Rav Chista say? Damar Rav Chista, get biyado mashiach biyado, im yacho lenako lavia etzlo in megreshes. That if I give my wife a get and I hold on to a string that's tied to it, then she's not megreshes because I'm still holding on to the other end. What does that show? If I give you something and I'm holding the other end, it's not a nesina. Where Masharshi just says, if I give you a gimel, I'm holding the other end, it is a nesina. So the answer is no problem. Hasam kriyas beina v'leka, hacha nesina beinan v'ha ika. No problem, that's different. Over there, over, we're talking about nesina, Kenyan Sudar. It is a nesina even though I'm holding the other side. The only problem with Chista was the special rule in Gittin. Gittin, there's a special rule called kriyas beinan v'leka. Okay, there's a special rule of krisos. What does that mean? Get has to be an utter separation. As long as I'm holding on to the other side and I can pull it out of her hands, that's not an utter separation because she can never go out and remarry because I can pull the get away from her and say, I never divorced you, you can't remarry. And that's the principle. Whenever the husband still controls the wife's get, so Lamaisa, what does that say? I give you a get and say, you can go marry whoever you want. But I'm holding on to the get. So then she can't marry whoever she wants. I might have technically done a nesina in Dine Mamanos, but she can't marry whoever he wants because if I tear up the get, then Bezin won't let her remarry. They'll say, where's your get? She'll say, oh, I got a get, I just don't have it. They'll say, yeah, sure, we've heard that story before, and they won't let her remarry. So that's Krisus being elected. You need to cut off the relationship, and here the husband has not cut off the relationship. That's a special generous custom by getting. That get is very complicated. But out normal rules in nesina, then whatever's in your hand is in your hand. Only a special rule of getting is that if the husband can still take it back, then you're not nichrat from him. Okay, we'll come back to that. Second, let's just finish the Gemara. The number of Paisa Talis Musevis Cholkin. Rava says if there was gold on the talis, then they split the gold. Pshita, obviously, what's using gold and anything else? Lotri, but the Toydav Bein Mitzi. No, it means if the gold is in the middle. Nami Pshita, that's also obvious. The gold is in the middle, they split it. Elowatz. No, she Lotrita the Mikro the Gabe Chad. This is the question of when we say they split the talis, I mean, oh, I get the half closer to me, you get the half closer to you. What if the gold is closer to me than to you? Maybe you'll have a half amina that splitting means I get the half closer to me, you get the half closer to you. So if the gold's on my half, I get it. Split it this way. No, that's not what it means. Only my chazavali zani blochachi. The other guy says, why split it this way? Split it that way. Meaning, the splitting of shneimofs and metalis in the Mishnah doesn't mean we draw a line between the half closer to me and the half closer to you. It means we split the thing in general, and there's no difference. We can split it this way, that way, diagonally, however we want. Lamaisa, since there's no kavur way how to split it, we have to split the value, and therefore, wherever the gold is, we each get half of the half of that gold because we split the value. Okay, we'll see, that'll come up later. Also, the idea of splitting the value. Now, let's just go back to Krisus for a moment. So, from our Gemara, what would you think? From our Gemara, what would you think? If I could pull something from your hands, is that relevant to Dine Mamanos? The fact that I could pull it out of your hands, or is that only relevant to Gittin? Sounds for our Gemara like, only relevant to Gittin. In Gittin, there are special rules about if I can pull something out of your hand, that's a chesaron in Krisus. But in Dini Mamanos, whatever's in your hand is in your hand. It has nothing to do with being able to pull it. Then, who surprises us? The Rambam. What does the Rambam say then?
If it's Yachol Nenatko, even if it's not, you're not holding Shalosh Shalom.
Exactly. Says the Rambam. He starts out with Masharshia. If I give you Gimel al Gimel, that's a Kenyan Sudar. What if I only give you Beis al Beis? Or Beis al Gimel? Right? I only give you Beis al Beis. Then, if... Now, of course, normally, if I give you base on base, I could probably pull it away from you. But let's say, because Let's say it so happens I give you bays on bays, and I'm holding the rest very loosely, and you're holding very tight, you're a strong guy, and you have bays on bays, and you could pull it away from me. So says the Rambam, if, Nasanla, or let's say, well, maybe the Rambam probably has a nice Lashon, he's the one who said it. Let's check out the Rambam's Lashon. Where is this? Hilchas Mechira, Perek, Hey, Halacha, Zayin. Zakt the Rambam. The chain of Achaz, Pachas Mishalom, by Yachal and Nathi Kolaklikon. Im Achaz, Pachos, Migimel, the Yachal. Lenatik kol hakli kana, meaning he's kona the kli and therefore accomplishes the kinyan suta. We're not really making room for the kli here; we're just using it to make a kinyan suta. Okay, so what's the Rashba's kash on the Rambam? Right, this is a machlokas between the Rambam and many other shonen. But here, the Rashba, the Ran, and others argue. The Rashba says, "This is the Rambam." The Rashba says, "What are you talking about?" The Rashba says, Lo kana, yachol enatek is only relevant for get. Nothing to do with kinyanim. That's a special in a krisos. What does that have to do with kinyanim? Right? For kinyanim, what's in your hands is in your hands. What's not in your hands is not in your hands. So what are we talking about? So how does the Rambam answer? How would you answer for the Rambam? Isn't it talking against our Gemara? Isn't the whole point of our Gemara that Yochel and Natik does not affect Momonos, it only affects Gittin? So how do you answer for the Rambam? The Muka Yosef here has a very strange answer for the Rambam, which is seems to be not shot in the Rambam and a big fiddish. What's the Pashat answer for the Rambam that most Dachronim assume? Anyone? No fancy Lundish, just how do you defend the Rambam against our Sugya? What does our Sugya say? Even if I could grab it away from you, that doesn't hurt in Dinu Mamonos. So, what's the Rambam saying?
Well, because if the husband could grab it away, then it's...
If the husband could grab it away, it's ma'akiv the get. But in Dinu Mamonos, what's in her hand is in her hand. What you're holding even if someone could grab it away. So you give me bays on bays. What's still by you is still by you, even though I can grab it away. So how do you explain the Rambam? So I think, again, okay... You can look at the Mukha Yosef, he says it makes no kimta, and then the problem is he has a dachu kimta and a dachu svara. So you never want to have both at the same time. His dachu kimta, the Rambam, means only if the whole beged is a gimel on gimel. And then he says, and what's the svara? He says, our Gemara is talking about a big beged, but in a small beged, Yochel Anatik wins. Even in Dini Mamonos. Why? Because the Torah said you could make a kinyan suta with a beged. And the assumption is any beged, even if we're both holding it, because it sounds like I give it to you and we both hold it. Therefore, how can you make a kinyan suta any beged, even if we're both holding it? It must be that whoever's yachal and natik wins by a small beged, special gzeiras hakasav. All right, that's a little dachuk. That first of all, the Rambam's only talking about a small beged. It's a special gzeiras hakasav. I don't know. Maybe in a small beged, I have to give you the whole beged if I want to do a kinyan suta. What's so crazy? So the pashup shot, I think, is much more pashup. This one, the Nesivus and all the other achronim. All the other achronim assume. I think the Bach also. Did the Bach Mefurish assume this way? Okay, not so pashut. I think the Bach also assumes this way. So what do the achronim say? Yes.
Even if what you're holding is still yours, if I can grab away with the 2x2, that doesn't say anything about my ability to be kona with what I'm holding.
You're almost there, but say better.
I think it requires it simply that you have to have an achizah in a kli. You can have an achizah in a kli in one of two ways. Either by holding that, which is defined as a kli, or having the achizah because of the ability to...
But don't we know the ability is not relevant to Dini Mamonos? Isn't that our Gemara? So I think the answer is much, much more pashut. Sometimes the answer is just very pashut. You don't need fancy lundas. It's very clear. What did our Gemara say? Our Gemara said this. What do all the Achronim say? Here is what's in the Yad HaBaal. Here is Yad HaIsha. Here is the middle. What did our Gemara say?
that Yochel Linatek does not take away what's in her hand in Dini Momnos, right? That was the answer to Rav Chisda. You think Yochel Linatek takes away what's in her hand? No. What's in her hand is still hers in Dini Momnos. If she has Gimel al Gimel, she still owns it in Dini Momnos. If she has a get, she owns the get in Dini Momnos. It's only a problem of Krisos. However, what's the Raman saying with Ora? The Raman's case is this. Is that here is the, I'm calling him the Kona the Suter. Kona the Suter is the Machne of whatever they're actually talking about, right? Yad, here, the Makabel of the Suter. And what does he have? Beis on Beis. Here is what's in the middle. And here is the Yad of the Nosei of the Suter. What's the Rambam saying? Yochel Linatek does Kenyan on the middle Bidini Momonos. That's what the Achronim explained. The Achronim explained very poshut. The Gemara and the Rambam were talking about two totally different things. The Gemara was talking about what's in your hand. If I can grab out of your hand, does that make it mine? The answer is no. What's in your hand is always yours. That was the Gemara, right? Even if I give you Gimel a Gimel, even if I can grab it, it's still yours. If I give the woman a get, even if I can grab the get, it's still hers in Dini Momonos. That was talking about what's in your hand. Yeah, the fact that I can grab doesn't give me what's in your hand. What's in your hand is command the pasuk dummy. But what about the middle? The Rambam saying, the fact that I can grab doesn't give me what's in your hand, but, right? Who says it's all in my hand or your hand? A stam case of Kenyan Suter, it's not all in anyone's hand, right? What's a stam case of Kenyan Suter? I pick up your tie, right? I pick up the tie, part of it's on my neck, part of it's in the other guy's hand, the hand of someone else, and most of it's in the air. So, whoever could, so who's Kona what's in the airspace? Maybe that's the Rambam says. Whatever's in everyone's hand is theirs, but who's Kona what's in the airspace? Whoever can grab it is Kona what's in the airspace. Why? Because in Kenyan, there's something called Kenyan Hagbah. Kenyan Hagbah means that. Kenyan Hagbah means that I'm holding part of it and the rest is hanging down. So if I'm holding, what if we're each holding part of it and the rest is hanging down? Then whoever's holding it and could grab what's hanging down is the one who's might be it. And whoever can't grab it is not might be it. That's not so crazy. So I think that's Pashup Shah of the Rambam again, unlike Mugi Yosef. Mugi Yosef says, our Sibi is talking about a big clean. The Rambam is talking about a small clean. There's a special din to allow people to easily do kinyon with a small clean. That's a big okimta in the Rambam. The Pashup Shah is no. The Rambam would admit, if I have bays on bays and the rest is in your hand, he admits that doesn't work. But that's a weird case. The Rambam is talking about a normal case. I have bays on bays and then it's floating. Another, at least one etzba worth is floating in the air. So if I could grab it, then I get what's floating in the air, and that's the principle according to the Rambam. That's the machlokesin, the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba says Yochel Linatek is worthless in Dini Mamonos. The Ram says no. If it's Yochel Linatek in Dini Mamonos, I'm Kona what's in the air. I'm just not Kona what's in your hand. And then there's no steer between our Gemara and the Rambam.
Right, so it shows that there's no steer for the Gemara, but it's not proof positive for the Shiva. Where do we see precedent for the Rambam?
I'm defending the Rambam.
Right, but it says it's not
the card. Okay, that's the more difficult question. Moshe's asking the more difficult question, which is, Tainach Ben Narsh has defended the Rambam. I want Ben Narsh. I didn't say anything. I'm just quoting what all the Achronim assume. I'm pretty sure this is pretty explicit in the Bach. What does the Bach say here? The Bach says, he says that the Mugi Yosef ain't the chalukas of Remez with Hama. That's crazy. The Mugi Yosef El Nir Barer. The Remez Al Dik Dik Mighty Karmi Mashin Hasim Hudo Ring Kim Jolin Elavadai. Okay, he's not so explicit about it. But the Nesivas is more explicit than the one in the brackets. But the Bach also ends up having to say this that. The Ram just holds Yochel Linatek works for what's in the middle, and the Siva says it makes a lot of sense. Because the principle of Hagbah, if I pick up part of something, I might be all of it. What if we both pick up part of it? then whoever could grab it, not what's in your hand. What's in your hand is kind of the pasuk tummy. What's in the middle? Whoever could grab it is magbia, what's in the middle. That's the shita of the Rambam. Moshe has a more difficult question, which I have lots of answers to from the Achronim, but I don't have any great answers to it. Which is, Tainah, if you could defend the Rambam. But Mehechitesi, where did the Rambam get his idea from? Right? How did the Rambam know his idea? I can defend the Rambam. But how did the Rambam know he was right? Right? That's a valid question. How did the Rambam know he was right? So, the Bach has a shita, the Radvaz has a shita. How did the Rambam know he was right? So I don't have a great answer. Trust me, I lost sleep over this. I'm saying, Tanach, I can defend the Rambam. Whatever. The Rambam got up in the morning and said, let me just invent a shita that's defensible. Right? Or not. The Rambam said things because not just he thought they were defensible, because he thought they were mukra. He thought they were for sure true. How did the Rambam know that this was true? It's possible, but how did the Rambam know that this was true? And that's a very difficult question. I'm not sure. I'll share with you two answers, but neither of them are so pashut. The Bach. Yeah, I don't have a good answer, I admit. Well, maybe someday I will. Maybe someday you will, and you'll come and tell me, right? You all, you are a kefet now. Right? You all owe the Rebbe. Someday, if you figure out why this Rambam is mukrach, based on a different Rambam, or based on Yerushalmi, or whatever you find someplace, then you have to call me up and tell me. Okay, b'dievid, you can email. The Bach, this is the Bach's pshat, it's right there. He says, hold on a second. The Gemara asked the stira from Rav Mesharsha and Rav Chista. Rav Mesharsha says, I'm koneh. Rav Chista says, the other guy can grab it away, I'm not. Hold on. Why not just answer that Rav Mesharsha was talking about a case where the guy is holding on Gimel and Gimel had the stronger hand? What's the stira? What's the stira of Rav Mesharsha? Stira of Rav Mesharsha is what's the parallel? Here is the Noting Hasudar. Here is the, even better, the Notel Hasudar. He has Gimel al Gimel. Here is the Baal. Here is the Isha. Right? Now, the Baal is Yachol Linako. He has the Stira. And the answer to the Stira is Krisis Vina Valeka. Hold on. The assumption of the stira is that who can be menatek the sudar to make it a real stira? Says the Bach, who can be menatek the sudar? Right? The guy who started with the sudar can be menatek it. That, only then it's a stira. So the Bach says, hold on a second. Why didn't they just answer, says the Bach? Says, why is it a stira? Why not just say that where Bishashi was talking the case where the guy with the Gimel al Gimel can be menatik it. Maybe the guy with the Gimel al Gimel was very strong, and it was just on the other guy's head, but it wasn't tied on, and it wasn't in the other guy's hand. So maybe if I have Gimel al Gimel, again, with a tie, it's not going to work. With a scarf, right? If I have Gimel al Gimel with a scarf, maybe I can be menatik it, right? Not so crazy. And then it's no stira. So why didn't they answer that this is the case of Yachol Anatko? So says the Bach. Says the Bach, because this can't be Yachol Anatko. How do they know if Mesharsha couldn't be Yachol Anatko of the guy with Gimel O'Gimel? Must be because if he was Yachol Anatko, even less than Gimel Al Gimel would work, would suffice. That's the Bach's Pilbush Diokra to derive the Rambam. He says, the Rambam was bothered. Why didn't they assume this was parallel in Akasha? Why not say in Rabbi Sharsha's case, the guy with Gimel Al Gimel could grab it? The answer is, they knew the guy with Gimel Al Gimel couldn't grab it. Well, how did they know the guy with Gimel Al Gimel couldn't grab it? Because if you could grab it, then you don't need Gimel al Gimel. Base on base is enough. And from there, the Rambam saw that if you can grab it, even base on base is enough.
But you can make the same dig. When we say that if the guy's the notel has Gimel al Gimel, it means that his notel al Gimel works even if he's not able to not take it. And therefore, we see
exactly!
That.
And that's exactly the stira. Gimel al Gimel works even if he can't be menatik, meaning the other guy can be menatik. And therefore, it's a stira because there are two parallel cases. And the answer is, Hasan Kris is being in Valeka. Works perfectly. Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it. That means this guy can be menachtekit, and yet my gimel gimel still works. Then the Gemara says, how come I get my gimel gimel even if he can, how come I get what's in my hand even though he could pull it? But the woman doesn't get to get in her hand if the Baal can pull it. Because that's krisis, but normally you get what's in your hand if you could pull it. Why beis and beis like pull it works? Because I'm getting what's in the middle. Okay, that's the box deal. It's right there on the page, black and white. It is a chiddush, but, you know, again, am I sure that's a knockdown, drag-out mucker for the Rambam? I'm not, but possibly. I don't have a,
No, what I'm just saying is that the reason, the best thing is that the reason why it can't have been that the Nota Suder was Yachal Nafka was because if it was Yachal, then even less than Gimel Gimel work. But the more obvious deek would be the reason why the Nota Suder can't be that he's Yachal Nafka because when it's Gimel Gimel, even if, independent of whether it's Yachal Nafka or not, that works, and that's what we were trying to teach. Like that's the part of Chiddush, is that when is Notel Yachal Nafka?
No, but how do you know that? You're saying that maybe the reason you said Gimel al Gimel is because Gimel al Gimel works whether he can be menatik or not.
Right.
But then, at least, we could have said he means only if you can be menatik. So what you're saying is that it's not a good deal. Maybe he meant Ben Yachal Nafka, Ben Yachal Nafka, Ben Yachal Nafka, and they just want the answer only with the MS. So the answer only with the MS, Chris Vina Valeka. It's not that the question was unanswerable of the Krisbina Valeka. It was just unanswerable of the Emes without Krisbina Valeka. Alright, that's a ha'ara. Like I said, I don't have a clear marker for the Rambam. Okay, I see we didn't get to Tosos quite yet. Tosos bring in, that's all we have to say about Dini Mamonos. Tosos bringing in the Gittin angle. We'll just at least read Tosos, and then we'll come back to it. Like, I don't want to learn all Masechus Gittin now. It's tempting. But I don't want to learn all Masechus Gittin now. I want to just maybe stick to understanding the lines of our Gemara. But let's at least look at Tosos' problem. Tosos bringing in nothing to do with anything. Mamish, a kasha from left field from Hillel's Gittin. Tosos says, hold on a second. Get biyadim shicha, get biyadim shicha yadu. I give the woman a get, and I hold the string. So if I can pull it, she's not divorced, because there's no krisis. Even though there's an Essene and Dina Mamanus, there's no krisis. If I can't pull it, she's divorced. Tosos says, how could it be that I can't pull it? Doesn't everyone holding a string always able to pull things? So what's the Heichi Timtza? How is it that I can't pull it? So of course, what's the obvious answer? How come I can't pull it? Because she closed her hand, right? That's the obvious shot in the Gemara. That if she opens her hand, if her hand is open, then she's not divorced. If she closes her hand, then it's krisis, she is divorced. What's Tosos' problem with that? If she closes her hand, who's doing the divorce? The gerushin. She is, and who needs to do the gerushin al pi din Torah? The Baal. The Baal needs v'yasa v'yada. The Baal has to do the gerushin, not the woman do the gerushin. So that's a problem. Right now, here I'm going a little, what do we call that problem? The woman's not allowed to do the psul if the woman does the gerushin? I can't tell her, take the get. Now, the Al-Gabi Karka is a little complicated, but that's all the sex kid we're not getting into. I can't tell her, here's the get. Karka's loved after. I can't tell her, here's the get, take your get. That's not valid. I have to give her the get. It's not enough for her to, take her get. Now, this all gets very complicated in the sugya of Arkli Hartse or Aikli Hartse or whatever the proper Yersa is. But we'll just come back to Tosos briefly at the beginning of next time. But we're not going to spend 10 minutes on this Tosos because, I don't want to learn all of Masechus Gittin, just on a very, very basic level. And then we'll go on to Mirtz Hashem to Shnayim Adukin Vishnar. Oh, yeah, please.